Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is a woman's place in the home? No, I'm not allowed to say that. Sorry, Helena told me not to say that. Is that, did I, am I not allowed to say that?
Is
that
the woman's place is not in the home.
Is that the way I'm to word the question?
No,
is
a woman's. Absolutely not. Read your script that me, I, a woman, wrote for you.
Okay, all right, okay. It says here on the script that Helena, the girl, wrote for me. Do you think housework and looking after the family is still primarily done by women? That's the same thing, Helena.
It's absolutely not the same thing, no.
Is a woman's place in the home?
That is not the same thing.
Okay, the reason I'm asking you is because Russell Brand made comments saying his partner is responsible for everything regarding raising their two children, and even said she wouldn't go away by herself for 24 hours. And a new study found that women's mental health is suffering because men do not pull their weight when it comes to the housework and the childcare. I'm listening to you, Helena. Researchers from Arizona State University and Oklahoma State University found that 9 out of 10 women said they felt solely responsible for organising the family. This included everything from buying and packing school lunches, ensuring there's washing powder and toilet paper, booking dental appointments, not to mention all the household chores like ironing, cooking and cleaning and things like that that Helena and the like of her are good at. Russell Brand admitted in an interview that his wife, Laura, does all the heavy lifting when it comes to raising their two young daughters. Brand is not big into changing nappies, but that's not really a very masculine thing to do, and says why would he be there? Why would he do it when his wife is there to do it for him? He said Laura is able to sustain and maintain domestically in that way, and that's astonishing. He's very proud of her, by the way, Helena.
I'm sure he is.
He's out earning the money. She's at home doing all that.
Why wouldn't he be proud of her? She's an astonishing woman, according to him. I need to have a word with her, though. She shouldn't be doing it all by herself.
Okay, so the question I want to ask you, is a woman's place in the home? No, that's not the question. The question is, do you think housework and looking after the family home is still primarily done by women? But that's not a question, Helena. Sorry, as a producer. As a producer of the show, you've let me down here. Because that's a factual statement.
It is, yeah.
I mean, so it is primarily done by women.
People, do they think it is?
All right, do you think... Okay, let me just reword it slightly then.
Oh my God.
As a man.
Niall Boylan, if you rewarded it as the woman's place in the home, I will come in.
I'm going to reword it as, do you think it's fair that primarily women are doing the housework at home? How you doing, Dave? I'm in trouble today, I tell you.
Yeah, you're really digging yourself into a hole here today, Niall.
Yeah, I know. But Russell Brand, you know, I mean, you got to hand it to him.
Is that Russell Brand, the same, like, ex-junkie, crazy-haired space wizard Russell Brand, yeah?
Well, wordsmith, comedian-type person, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised to hear that coming from him, because since he's such a new-age hippie type.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, his argument is, look, you know, my wife is better at it. I go out and I earn a load of money. She's better at that kind of stuff than me, so let her at it.
Well, that's fair enough. Like, obviously, like, if one of you is working, the other one's at home, the one who's at home would, you know, be the one to do the housework, like, obviously. Do you know? But, I mean, do you know, I think, like, men do a hell of a lot more in the way of, like, housework and stuff nowadays than they ever did.
I mean, but the thing is, the research says that women primarily are the ones who stay at home to raise families. Still in 2019, it's primarily women out of choice. It's not like men whipping them and saying, stay at home and raise the family. I'll go out to work. We're not forcing them to do it.
No, I'm going to force them to. I mean, I suppose it's still probably a societal thing where it's expected, you know, for the woman, like, since they carried the child and gave birth to the child, to care for the child. Because women are, like, no matter what you want to say, women are more
natural
caregivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're naturally equipped to be caregivers. Do you know?
But, I mean, if you left me to change a baby's nappy now at 55 years of age, don't get me wrong, I did do it. I had 3 children, right? And I used to have to get a tea towel and put it around my face. I was like a bandit because the smell. Yeah, but not the smell. I used to be gagging because particularly my youngest son, he had baby diarrhoea, right? And it was constantly coming out of him. I don't know where it was coming from. But if I did the nappy, right, if I was left to do the nappy, like, the poo would be running down his leg and up his baby grow and all sorts of places, right? Because maybe I wouldn't tape it properly or something. Whereas women have a natural knack for that kind of stuff, haven't they?
I don't know. I call shenanigans on that one now because from day one, I never had a problem changing my son's nappies. And I've changed them awful, awful. You know the ones where you pick up the child and you're like, I think it might be easier just to throw away the child and start again. Do you know, that kind of way. I never had a problem with that. But if there's someone in the house with a child and they're changing their child's nappy, I have to leave the room.
But women are kind of better at that kind of stuff. If you look at even the health service, right, where, you know, things have to be done and nappies have to be changed and bedpans have to be done and all, nurses are primarily women. Why? Because they're more caring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I'm not going to disagree with you there at all. But, like, the one, like, in fairness, now, back in your day, like, you would have gotten away.
Back in my day. I'm only 55, yeah. But go on, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, come on. You're still, look, you've still an extra 24 years on me. So, you know, but...
Right. Back in my day.
Just, but back in your day, like, it would have been, you know, way more socially acceptable to just say, no, I don't change nappies. I'm the man. I go out and work.
Ooh.
But fellas nowadays... I go
chop wood, bare-topped.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm going to go outside and punch something while you look after the kids. You know, that kind of way. But nowadays, when I see fellas like go, oh, I don't change nappies, I'm a man, blah, 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 blah. I think it takes a bigger man to actually say, I do change nappies and I do the night feeds just to give my missus a break.
Yeah, but if we do it, we tend not to do as good a job. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying we shouldn't make the effort. I don't know about that now. Like, I do the washing up. We have a rule in my house. If you cook the dinner, the other person cleans.
Right.
I'm no good at cooking. You know, I couldn't boil an egg. So I always do the washing up. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do a way better job of doing the washing up than my missus does.
But by the way, can I point out, there's a lot of women want to do it. There's a lot of women I know who have had a baby, they're on maternity leave, and they don't want to go back to work. They would rather stay and be with their children and their babies, you know, for 4 or 5 years. What are you saying what for, Alina?
I'm saying what, because it's the way you phrase that sentence. A lot of women want to do it. Well, women, they may want to be at home with the kids, but they don't want to be doing 7 or 8 loads of washing every day and picking up their husband's socks.
Somebody has to do it.
In the laundry.
Somebody has to do it.
Do it yourself.
What happens if... Well, hang on. If the woman is a stay-at-home mum, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand stay-at-home mothers, okay? But we're not...
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the husband to do it when he comes in from work, would you?
It's not the most common...
He has to sit on the sofa and watch the telly.
Hang on a minute. Oh, my God. But it's not the most common situation. Stay-at-home mothers are not very common anymore. What's more common is two parents working.
Yeah.
It is the most common situation now because financially they have...
And that's fine. Then they should... Both of them should get involved and do everything.
But it doesn't happen.
But hang on. We're talking about in this survey, it's about stay-at-home mums.
It's not.
It is. It says, do you think housework and looking after the family is primarily done by women?
That doesn't mean they're stay-at-home. That means that work still has to be done.
What percentage of stay-at-home parents do you think are women?
It's not
50%, that's for sure.
I would say most are stay-at-home.
Yeah, probably, I'd say somewhere around 87%.
It's definitely higher, yes. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but this survey does not mention stay-at-home mothers at all. It mentions just women.
Yeah, but Dave, you would agree with me that women are better at it.
Oh my God, I hate that line. Women are better at it.
No, but you know what I find, especially with women, especially if you have a group of girls sitting around talking about this kind of stuff, women can be incredibly patronizing towards men, though. Do you know, they could be like, oh, well, I said I'd do the washing up because he doesn't really know how to do it. Do you know that kind of
way? I don't know how to do it. That's the issue, Dave. I had a situation with Rory asking...
Poor Rory always gets mentioned on the show.
He asked me how we turn on the washing machine. I was like, see that button there? Press it. That was literally...
Well, you see, you knew how to do it because you're a woman.
Not because I'm a woman.
I think it's in your DNA. I think there's like chromosomes in women's bodies, like hot point and whirlpool, and they know how, they instinctively know how to use washing machines. I guarantee you, if Lena puts up a tweet right now on a little poll vote, who would wash the dishes better in the Classic Hits 4FM kitchen? I'm pretty sure most would vote for Lena, and I'd actually vote for Lena because I think she'd do a better job.
That is the most patronising thing in the 7 years I worked for you that you've ever said to me.
But you would...
You're so good at washing dishes, Helena. Oh my God.
By the way, Richie says here in a text, Helena, he says that most women think it's fair, just like most men think it's fair when men have to do the vast majority of lethally dangerous jobs. That's fair compromise. Blokes build bridges and man oil rigs. And Sheila's do a spot of ironing.
I have heard this argument before, yeah, but we make the fences and we paint the walls. Yeah, once in 10 years.
And we will clean the kitchen window so you can look out it while you're washing the dishes. Let me go to Karen. Karen, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
Hi there, how are you?
I know, we're only having a bit of fun, Karen, by the way. But Karen, researchers said that women are better in the home. Are they? They are, aren't they?
No, they're not. I just think women have had to get on with things because I wouldn't say that we willingly take on all of the responsibility when it comes to kids and cleaning and making the home. It's just that...
You're better at it.
We're not better at it. We just don't have a choice sometimes.
But you are. You're maternal. Well, I mean, you have maternal instincts and stuff.
No, we're not better at it. It's just that men hide behind the excuse of, well, you can do it better than I can.
We tend to be a bit more clumsy. We are. We don't tend to put the detail into it that you ladies would do, you know.
Well, I don't actually believe that. And I think as long as that excuse is running, it's always going to be the woman that's making the home. And I think in a text that I sent, I called it emotional labour.
Right, it's okay.
Why is it that,
you know, when we have stay-at-home parents, right, and we are living in 2019, I completely accept that. I'm just having a bit of fun today, right? But when we have stay-at-home parents, right, why is it that 87% of the time women generally choose to be the ones to stay at home?
I think women feel that, personally, because I've only had a baby a couple of months ago.
Congratulations, by the way.
I'm a new mum myself, thank you very much. My partner is driving next to me, so I think he'll be throwing me a few daggers. But I think at the end of the day, personally, I feel that nobody's going to look after the child better than what I can.
That's so exactly what I'm saying.
What that makes me, and I suppose I can be part of the problem, even though I'm still on the fence with it. I think what that really makes me a little bit is a bit of an enabler, because I take on a lot of the roles as mum, as homemaker, as cook and cleaner, because men will still use the excuse, well, you're happy doing it, so I'm going to, you know, come in after my day's work and change my clothes and throw my feet up because it's already been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So
In a situation, in a modern situation, Helena is right. In a modern situation where you've got a couple where both people are working and they've got, say, two young kids, and, you know, the woman is in a full-time job, the guy is in a full-time job, and they both come home at 5 o'clock. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything should be equal. They should both share the roles. I'm not doubting that for a minute, okay? But when you get a situation where one person is staying at home, and primarily that is women, I mean, I'm going to talk to John as a stay-at-home dad in a second. Well, then when the husband comes in from work traditionally at 5 or 6 o'clock or whatever it is, I mean, he's probably tired. You know, and it would be difficult for difficult to turn around to him and say, you know, well, I should have been doing all this stuff all day, but hey, I waited till you come in so we could share it.
Yeah, but what is a woman at the end of the day after looking after a child, after cleaning the whole house and cooking and cleaning and making sure everybody is fed and watered and clean?
Helena's getting angrier out there by the minute. What's wrong with you now, Helena?
Because you're assuming that a woman who's at home minding how many, God knows how
two
many,
or three kids,
is doing nothing.
Is sitting
I'm not saying she's doing nothing. She should be doing stuff.
She's tired too when he comes in. So who makes the dinner?
Tired to
who's
what?
More tired?
Bringing the kids to school.
I think people still want to view maternity leave as this holiday. Do you know, the amount of comments that I got before leaving, you know, having the baby is, you know, oh, you have a grand old time now. Oh,
you're looking forward to time off.
But
I mean, I know maternity leave in America, maternity leave is a lot shorter because they figure that you only need maternity leave to get over the physical aspect of having a child. Okay, but let me just go to John as well, because John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John? I don't have much time, but you're a stay-at-home dad.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm assuming you're very good at it, by the way. I'm not doubting for a minute that you wouldn't be just as good.
Well, I'm not perfect, I'll put it that way, but I do what I can.
And how did you end up being the stay-at-home dad?
Right, well, my wife's a teacher, and I was in construction, and God, I haven't been working now for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
But, look, we just made the decision that it made more sense of, since my wife is working.
Yeah.
Things started to slow down at the time, so I said, look, sure, I'll stay off, and I'll do it. So we have a couple of kids. And it started then.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Some days are better than others, but you know.
So you can feel the pain of a lot of women out there, can you?
Of course I can.
Because 87% of stay-at-home parents are women. So you're in a small percentage.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. And what's the worst part of it? Boredom, a bit of isolation.
You know, and not only that, but I do miss being out working. I was working since I was 16, and then, you know, when I was at home first, I was going crazy.
Yeah, you get a bit of cabin fever, I imagine. Well, look, I'm sorry, I've run out of time, John. I don't mean to cut you short. I do apologise. But Helena wants to just read out one quick text before we finish today. What is it, Helena?
Yeah, pretty much sums up the topic, to be honest.
Right.
He's in from Morris, and this is, afternoon, Niall. I'm a painter. I was working in this elderly man's house recently, and at 1 p.m. break time, he said to me, Mary's not home. I can't even offer you a cup of tea.
That really sums it up. But I'm sure he could find the biscuits. All right, Damien Farrelly is on the way. I'll talk to you again live on Monday at 12 o'clock. And don't forget, over the weekend, give your wife a break and do a little bit of work. around the home. And Alina, we better go actually, because Alina's in a hurry to get home and clean the house and make the dinner and all that kind of stuff that she normally does.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.